Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of small business. But not late or great yet. We're working, you know, I guess I'm heading in that direction. But I'm still here and broadcasting live from the Heritage Foundation, interviewing our good friend Trudy Jean Evans. Trudy Jean is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Pied Piper Principle. And Trudy Jean, you've got a new version of the book coming out. Tell us about it.
It is The Pied Piper Principle. I'm going for the chicken soup theory. I figure if I can do enough Pied Piper principles, I'll be able to make that much money. This one is Lead and Your Business Will Follow, and it's really dedicated to small business owners that are trying to build their business. And again, the first principle is their success is your success, and it's all predicated on how you can live a great business life. If you make sure that your business, your clients come first, your employees come first, and your vendors come first.
Some people like to call them stakeholders. I like that term because it kind of encompasses all of them. Tell us how we can find the book, the original book and the new book.
The original one, you can go on my website, which is www.theravengroupinc.com, ravengroupinc.com, or you can go on Amazon, and Amazon carries it. So does Barnes & Noble. Any of the online book distributors carries it.
All right, so check it out there, folks, theravengroup.com. And my website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com, as you well know. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and check out our poll question right there on the homepage, too. Trudy Jean, we've been talking about aggregating leadership, servant leadership, helping other people to be successful around you and benefit from that success. You know, a lot of people, when they let's talk about employees for a little bit, because a lot of times when managers and business owners see employees, they think of somebody doing a task and you know, taking a job on that they used to do. They don't necessarily think about the person in that assignment as having their own little business, their own little enterprise that they want to, you know, take from the ground up and grow and be successful and be recognized, be compensated. Isn't that really the way we should think about our employees?
Well, you know, that you mentioned that before we went to break. Yes, I think so. I think a couple points. I think that when we really look at putting the individual in the job that the individual can be the most successful, everybody wins. And I think that's one of the keys. We have this tendency to put people in positions that, you know, the greeter that doesn't want to greet, because their personality style is an analytical style and it's not an outgoing style. So it kind of goes back to DISC, what I was mentioning before.
Right.
So I believe you're absolutely right about that.
Well, have you seen business owners? Do you have examples of business owners who've done this before?
You know what? I've got two. Yeah, I've got two that come to mind. There's a gentleman, his name is Ron Antivi, and he owns a company called eBuilder down here in South Florida. It's a construction management software company. And this is a guy that's an owner. He's got about 50-some-odd employees, and he can do everything. But he has realized that as the owner, he'll never grow that company if he keeps everything in his area of responsibility. So he invests in quarterly training programs for his leadership team, which is about 7 or 8 individuals, in help. And these are new managers. These are people that have come up through the organization. As I said, and, you know, they go from superstar to supervisor, but they don't necessarily know how to manage. And so what he's doing is he's giving them the opportunity to go through training programs that teaches them personal development. And again, he's looking at it purely from as their success is his success.
I like the word you use, Trudy Jean. You use the word invest. And I really like that. You didn't say he budgets this expense. You said he invests. And I like that. I think that's exactly how you have to look at training, whether it be sales training or executive training. And I'll tell you something else, Trudy Jean. I think that you should, when you make that investment, you should sit your employees down and say, I am going to invest in you. I think they should hear it that way. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and that is exactly what he does. I mean, he talks about the investment that he is making. And when you think about it, we're taught that on our own site. We invest in ourselves. We invest in health. We invest in exercising programs. We invest in beauty, in making ourselves look better. So it
I spend a fortune on beauty, Trudy G. I spend a fortune on beauty.
And you know what? It's worked for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I've got 1 minute. What, you got another example?
You know what? Real quick, another guy. His name is Jamie, and Jamie has a company that's Parmac. It's an IT solutions. He's the owner of this company, and he has made the decision to completely take himself out of the equation, and again invest in his people. I do a lot of executive coaching with his staff to help them take that company on, because Jamie's now on doing other things. So again, I truly believe their success.
So he's actually outgrown his business. And he's hired managers to run his business while he goes and does something else.
Absolutely. And what's he doing? He's going and starting another business.
Wow. Now that's putting what you and I've been talking about on steroids.
It is. And you know what? You have to have a lot of trust in your staff to be able to do that. So it is investment, and it is a lot of trust, because, again, you don't invest your money on things you don't trust.
Right, right. Folks, if you want to learn more about how to do this, Trudy Jean's website is theravengroup.com. I'm sure she can help you. Check out the book. When's the new book going to be out, Trudy Jean?
I'm hoping by August.
All right. Well, we want to launch it on the show.
All right. That's great. Thank you. You launched my other one, so I appreciate you doing this one.
We'll be glad to do the next one, too. Hey, thanks, Trudy Jean, for being here.
Thank you, Trudy Jean Evans,
ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.